Hold on.
There you go.
It's 4 o'clock p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Rojas the Next Level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, God, I'm looking at the Rojas the Next Level show. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, man. I got to love that. Where's Justin been? I haven't seen him in a minute. Or Melinda. Where is Melinda and Justin, our favorite couple? Where are they? Our favorite couple from New York. What is up? Okay. The camera over here is all tripping out.
Grunstreams changed his name?
C. Rennie
Run.
Renee. I think that's his last name. Oh, man. Anyway, how are we doing? Look, I can't even hit my... yeah,
Mike C.
Hit my thing and it goes crazy. Hold on. Got to add the disco lights to the show. There we go. Is that better? Anyway, what is up, people? Oh, man. We're going to have a good convo. We're going to have such a good one today. We always talk about what's the best devices, what's good, what's not good. People want to now hang me because I actually got my hands on one of these things. Next Level's got questions.
I do.
It's chaos. It is complete chaos. What's up, Next? What you doing?
Well, I was waving at the people. I see the butcher says, hi, folks. So I was like, what's up?
Da butcher, dude, we need to get you on the podcast before you move up to Canada.
Sorry to hear about your flood today, by the way, with your water heater, man.
Dude, that's an expensive doorstop you got.
Oh, 619 loves them Rokus.
Dude, you love them Rokus, man. Don't lie. Anybody who's on here, make sure you guys say hello. That we could shout you guys out before we start. We're going to give you guys a few minutes before we do shut you guys out. But yeah, good to see you, Dabs. I know you're getting ready to go to Northern America. What happened?
Well, the geese are going to fly south now and he's going to fly north. So,
yeah.
I see Digital Slang says that he was first to comment.
What's up, Digital?
Welcome.
What's up, Digital Slang? Oh, yeah. First.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And now we're going to need one of those, too.
Finish him.
Like that.
Robot.
What's up, Sohil? What's up, dude? From Portugal. What time is it in Portugal right now, actually? Is it like 10 p.m.? 11 p.m.? Is it the next day? I don't think it's the next day yet, is it? I don't know. What's up, Shrinking Sharon?
No idea.
Thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday. TGIT? No, TGITT? Thank God it's Thankful Thursday?
I think you're hurting yourself.
I probably. Hurting my neck, man. Oh, yeah. You know how I had all this neck issues?
Yeah.
Dude, so went to my chiropractor. And he was telling me like, damn, man, you need to do this and stretch and blah, blah, blah. He's telling me all this stuff. So on Monday, this last Monday, I should have been at, he said 90% recovered, right? I'm like, nope, still hurts like last week. He's like, really? So today he decided to do a x-ray.
Yeah.
And he says, your bones look good. Everything looks good. He's like, just from age, wear and tear, you know, but like, they're like, for the most part, your bones look really good. They're like, look really healthy. I was like, cool. I'm like, so what the hell's wrong with me then? And it's of course what I did. I was working out. I was doing it too heavy. I threw 245 plates on each side and decided to bench. And I did three sets of 10s and thought I was Superman. I thought I was in my 20s again, and I need to stop it. So what do? I buy a Roku.
You must have been really hurting then. Yeah, dude, we're not as resilient 20 years ago as we were 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, we could do some stupid shit, but we would bounce back pretty quickly. Like, I've never broken a bone until right now. And falling out of a shower and breaking my wrist, like, it really ages you. It really does. Like, I'm going to have to put up grab bars and put the little chairs in the shower.
Like, yeah, put that fold down chair. You know what you should do? I actually saw a commercial on this, and I was I'm still debating about it. I'm not getting it. It's those tubs for older people. I don't want to call them old people, the wiser people. They're like twice my age. Like 80s and 90s. Dude, they have a tub where you open up the door, you get in, and then you could sit down, right?
Yeah.
When you sit down, little
door that shuts.
Yeah.
When yeah, you those sit things down, are
cool. I think it goes like to here or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I'm looking at them like, dude, that's a nice jacuzzi tub.
Right?
I'm like, I want one.
Yeah. So, Shrinkage Sharon says next level has age. Hey, if you guys haven't noticed, I'm 10 years younger. I cut my hair. I trimmed up my beard. Like, I think I look younger. What do you guys think?
I like it. I approve. It only took you a year to fulfill the bet.
Whatever.
Whatever. Another one. Okay, going down the list, make sure as you guys are popping in, you guys hit that thumbs up and say hello in the chat so we could shout you out and say hello right back. Mike C. Where's Mike C?
Orale, C.
Orale. What's up, Mike C? This is the best comment. This is BS.
Yeah.
What's up, Roland? 619 says, here we go. What's up, C. Rennie? What's up, Grunt? I'm just going to call you Grunt, dude. Just Grunt. I like Grunt. Way to call people out. At least we know you have favorites. Hey, we're making our way down there. What's up, Jay Marie? Good to see you. Good to see Jay Marie. And of course the chat just jumped. What's up, Trevor? Trevor Weaver. What's up, dude? Good to see you, man. What's up, Kiko? Kiko, come back. What's up, Dino? Dino, come back.
What's up, Dino?
What's up, man? So Heal in Portugal says it's 20:30. So it's 8:30 PM over there right now. 8:30. So you're about 8 hours. 8 hours. 8 hours. All right, not bad. Not too bad. What's up, Nicholas?
Nicolai.
Good evening, Rojas and Next Level. How are you keeping both? We're hanging.
It is
broken
arm,
broken neck, you know. Canceled gym membership. Bought a Roku.
Well, you wouldn't use either.
Old sucks. Now, what are you abbreviating right there? OLD. That's what I really want to know. You're abbreviating the letters for old, that spell old. So what does that actually mean? Next level's brain straining. Don't hurt yourself. I heard phone neck is a real thing nowadays. Yeah, like tennis elbow.
I don't know. Maybe like from the people that used to talk on their phones before, but anytime I talk on my cell phone, I only use a headset. He's just projecting his own insecurities and downfalls on me because he is like 110 years old. Everybody knows this. He's bald because he doesn't have any color in his hair left.
You're old, bro. Less shaggy is great. Next level has age. Doug says, I still say the Cube is the best streaming device and best for streaming and gaming. Shield. Interesting.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
You get me triggered on this episode. Why do you always do this to me?
Because I need to do something and to get you going. It's like a little stick with the shocker at the end. 619 says, not gonna lie, I got them slip duckies on my floor. Rub a duck duck. So what you're saying, so what you're not saying is that you ordered one. Yeah. What's up, Trooper? Hey, Trooper's gonna like this. The best advice, Trooper.
You gonna sing the song?
All right.
Not that song.
No, which song?
What day is it?
What day is it? Thursday? It's not hump day.
It's Thursday.
Oh shit. It's Thursday. I need to talk to Touchstone.
Sure he's probably he's lurking somewhere here. He'll show up.
Touchstone, if you're here, I need you to sign a form saying that it's okay for me to use that copywritten Roku Thursdays. And then I can't get Next Level to sing it because, well, you know, Next Level is trying to sing It's Roku Thursday. It's Roku Thursday.
Come check me out.
Come on. I know you're out there, Touchstone. I need that. I need that song.
I need that.
I need that. Now we're talking about Bo Knows. What's up, Bo? If you're out there. I tell people old is a bitch. They have to think about it. Being old. Yeah, before you do anything, you got to stop and think. Wait, should I do it? Should I not do it? It's bath. What? It's bathtub.
The bathtub.
If I get it, I'm going to review it. There you go. It's Roku Thursday. Oh, man. Okay.
I want to start.
Go for
it. Because I've never touched one of those. I've never touched it. I've never turned it on. I've never plugged it in.
Oh my gosh!
Please.
Roku devices. Now, I understand that we've done an episode in the past with Shrink and Sharon. Great episode. If you guys are looking to find that, just, you know, go to the BS channel. You'll find an episode. We actually talk about a little bit about Rokus and kind of how you can somewhat do other things with it, but it is somewhat limited compared to what of the other devices from my understanding. But one of my other, I guess, things is, because I don't want to hate them without saying anything, like not trying one, right? So I've always assumed that their Roku app provides a lot of free content. So can you tell me a little bit about the navigation of the UI?
Oh. That is my favorite part out of any streaming device that I've played with.
Oh, that was some big words. You said any.
Any. We could, if you want to talk about, and I'll, you know what? I'm going to throw some names under the bus and whatever.
The Butcher.
What's up? He's like Roku. Blah. Fire Sticks, Shields, B-Link, Formula, Buzz, the A95 Max, any of the Alice UIs, like, oh my gosh. Like, I think, okay. So
what is
navigation on this guy was extremely smooth. If I have to explain it to somebody and say, hey, get your remote, hit the home button, click to the right once, you're going to see all your apps right there, all of them. Just scroll down and find Disney Plus or find Netflix or Hulu or ESPN or whatever. Like, your apps are right there. The fluidity between each category is so smooth. It flows really good. There's no jerk. There's no lag. There's no latency. There's no, dude, there is, it just flows so good. And this one, the one that I got, was a 1 gig of RAM.
So I think there are some benefits when you own all of the software rights, right? So, 'cause when we look at things like the NVIDIA Shield or the Fire Sticks or whatever these devices are, they technically don't, like, they didn't write the original code. Yes, they have their own UI or their own updates or tweaks that they do to it, but the original coding, they didn't write. So there might be a benefit from Roku writing this from the ground up and making everything to work together.
I got a... I'm pulling up... So I made a couple of videos. And I'm going to show one right now. I'm not going to play the video. I just want to show you guys the home screen. So this is a little sneak peek that's coming pretty soon. So here's your categories. And here's your apps. If you give this to grandma, if you give this to your mom, dude, if you give this to Curiosity Cafe, who's not tech savvy, where the hell's Lee TV? Dude, if you give this to anybody, literally, you hit the home button and there's your apps. That's it.
Yeah. The problem with like Amazon devices, for instance, is that they're always trying to sell you some shit.
Dude.
And because of that, it's more complicated on their home screens.
I want to plug it in.
Plug it in.
Let me see. How am I going to do this? Well, I guess you guys could see it from there, right? And you know what? We're not talking about third-party stuff yet. We'll get into that in a second. But you know what? There's got to be a way.
We're just talking about the experience, and we're starting with the user interface, and then we'll move from topic to topic. Because like I said, I've never turned one on. I've never plugged one in. I've never touched one.
Yeah, I got a... where's the... I know I have a review for a Fire Stick here somewhere that I'm trying to get.
Do you want me to put a Fire... Do you have a Fire Stick right there?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get it so that way it's bigger and it's not all distorted on here. Ooh, actually, you know what? I have an idea. Okay. Turn this off. Okay. So when it comes to a Fire Stick, okay, I think this is it. Nope, not it. When it comes to the Fire Stick, this is why I gotta say. Oh no, this is dang. I can't find it. Why can't I not find a Fire Stick with the new freaking home screen?
I have one right here. I can plug it in.
Plug it in. Is it going to be quick?
Yeah, it shouldn't take too long.
So that's what she said. You know what? The thing about the Fire Stick is that it's not easy to get to the apps. It's a little bit of confusion. Oh, you're going away now. There is some confusion for sure. Ooh, I think I found it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here we go. You got to turn your camera back on. It's off.
Okay.
Okay. Now you're broken. Okay, so check it out. Here's the interface. This is the Fire Stick, the interface. If you tell somebody, hit the home button on your Fire Stick remote and open up Hulu, where on this screen do you see Hulu? And then how do you tell them, how do you explain this to a 90-year-old person how to get to Hulu? do you say click to the right 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times? Or do you say click to the left 1, 2, 3 times?
Is this a song?
It sounds like it. You know what I mean? Right. Like, if you look below the homepage, it's got like Haystack. That's not an app I downloaded. Yoga download. I didn't get that. The CW. Nope. I don't have Tubi. I don't have Friendly TV. All this crap down here. I don't have none of that stuff downloaded. But
come on, you know you have Daniel's Tiger's Neighborhood.
Maybe. But you know what I'm saying? And then the only way you could get to all apps, and this is really hard to explain to somebody that is, I don't know if you want to call them, and you know what? Not even a tech savvy person. If you tell a person, click the one that has three little boxes and a plus sign.
Do you know what I tell them?
What do you tell them?
Hold down the home button and click on apps. That's the easiest thing to explain.
And you know what? I've tried that too. And sometimes they're like, I'm holding it, but nothing's happening. I'm holding it. I'm holding it. Look, I'm holding it. Look how long that took. You think people have, like, I think I held it for 5 seconds before it popped up. And but that's the thing. Why am I not able to hit the home button and done? Home button and done.
Or even like a double click. You know what? I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start using a button mapper and enabling double click to take me to like somewhere. I don't know what yet. I'll figure it out.
Dude, the NVIDIA Shield can nearly hear you now. Who, me or you? Him?
What? Me?
You might need to turn up your volume.
Okay, I can do that.
No, nice. Is it me or him? Russell says can barely hear you now.
There's two of yous, so which one of yous can you barely hear yous?
Yeah, both of us or just one of us? One of us. Okay, one so check it us. Out. The Shield. The Shield has, you could pin so many favorite apps at the top, which is cool. And then when you scroll down, it's like ads. It's like recommended. It's like feed. It's just like random feed of crap. And I'm just like they have this option called play next or watch next, which I think is great. Hey,
you can't play next. Next Dude, doesn't get played.
Play. You got served. But the only thing about that is it doesn't capture all the apps. And sometimes it's not even updated. Like I was watching I finished Loki a long time ago. And still on my number 3 to watch. Like, and I'm just like, what? And I clicked on it and it put me like on season 1, obviously, but like episode 4 or 5 or something. I'm just like, what? And then the next one after that, I'm done watching the Twilight Zone. The next one after that, the second newest one is Twilight Zone. And I'm just like, I'm done watching this show too. Why is it telling me that? And it's same thing. It's like season 1. Like episode 10 or something. It's like one of the last episodes. I'm like, dude, this is dumb. So I wish the Shield had something a little bit better than what they have. Now, Buzz TV does have an area that you could, you know how you could switch the home screens?
Yeah.
They have like classic moderns and like 2 other ones. Yeah. I think there's one called player 1 and player 2. I think player 2 has all the apps listed like that, which is simple. You hit the home button, boom, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, 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 Gundam style.
But what are you doing now? Stop playing with yourself.
I'm getting bigger than life.
Okay. What's your next question for the Roku?
Okay, so we understand that the UI is flush. It is fluid. Shout out to Prepper Mama. She's actually watching on her TV, so she can't comment. So I'm just giving her a shout out.
What's up, Preppy?
Sounds great. Sounds nice, but it's kind of useless unless I can watch stuff with it. So what do I do with it? So like, okay, before you even start answering, a lot of us in the streaming community will use things like Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus, and I'm pretty sure that it has support, but there is a good handful of people that want to use things like cinema and
stuff or beyond. They want to go beyond of what Roku is available.
Right. But I think that, you know, we have to take a step back and people have to, I guess, humble themselves a little bit, right? It's not the apps they're looking for, it's content. And I think once we understand that it's content that we're looking for and not the side loading, then we can kind of broaden our understanding of these devices. So when I speak about content, can you tell me a little bit more about the accessibility outside of the main three, like Netflix, Disney Plus, and Hulu?
For sure.
Oh, for sure.
So it's interesting that you bring this up because I'm going to my folders. You know how I like to record stuff ahead of time. You can go beyond on the logo. Thanks, Shrink and Sharon, for posting the review. So I, as you can see, I did do the Roku review, and you can. So I'm gonna list something here. So I did two videos just recently on the Roha Streaming Tech channel. I know Shrink and Sharon posted one of them. The first one, which was on September 23rd of 2021. It's literally called "I Bought a Roku and I Actually Like It." What the hell? The second video on the 26th, September 26th,
disowned,
is top 10 Roku channels you must have. And now these are all on the Roku device.
Okay, hold on. What is a Roku channel?
It's kind of like an app.
Okay.
But they call it channels. Roku has their own app with their own built-in stuff inside. They even give you live TV for free.
For free?
Yeah.
So how many channels are we talking about?
I didn't go through the whole list, but it's decent. It's enough to keep you busy. Hmm. So I did do 10, and these are all based on what's in there. So you got, you know, you got Crackle, you got Tubi, Fubo, you got Sling, you got... Dude, there's just a lot. There's categories. You go movies and TV shows, categories like channels galore, apps galore. You go to the next one, news galore. You go to sports galore. Dude, it's like kids, same thing. You go to podcast and music. They got music apps in there. There you go. Thank you, Sharon. And I kind of go through each one. And you know what? Let me see if I could actually skim through this real quick, because it gives you like a pretty good idea. This is the Roku channel.
This is their application that has their content.
Yeah.
Look, it's got the Quibi stuff in here now.
Yeah, Quibi's all in there. It's called Roku Originals. It's all in there now. So you get galore stuff. And I mean...
So hold on. That Quibi stuff. Okay. What do I have to pay for?
On the Roku channel? Nothing. Yeah. It's free.
So all that Quibi stuff?
Free.
Shit.
Look, free. Also, this is also available on the Fire Stick, that Roku channel.
Yeah.
Which I've done a video on how to do that too. It's just simple. Oh yeah, look. See, here's a quick little glimpse. Look at this, of their TV, their live stuff. They got a guide and everything. And I kind of jumped out of it obviously right away because I don't want to get in trouble. But look, I come down and of course I show like Peacock how simple it is to get in there. Let me go. Oh, did I go to the categories already? So yeah, so there's featured. Like, there's so much. I'm trying to go slow here so that way you guys could see exactly what's in here. But you got Discovery Plus, Philo, Apple TV, you got Plex, Xfinity. Like, there is a lot of stuff. I want to say their Roku's App Store is much, much bigger than Amazon's. Here's all the news.
Now, Xfinity, weren't a lot of people looking for that on the Fire Stick?
Yep.
Oh. Do they have one for the Fire Stick or no?
I don't think so. No. See, here's all the categories. If you want, like, right above this is movies and TVs. Then you got news, weather, sports, comedy, animals and pets, food and home, health, wellness, classic, crime, mystery, education, games, more apps. Now, for those people looking beyond of what Roku has, I do have some videos coming out in October. I have several videos about coming out in October. I actually call this the best and the worst streaming device I've ever experienced because I absolutely love it and I absolutely hate it at the same time.
Oh.
The interface is the best out of everybody's. Their GUI, the way it flows, all of that stuff, the UI, the best out of everybody's. Amazon, if Amazon, that little, the one with their apps, if they had a thing where you could actually, when you hit your home button, it opens up to that section, and then you could, there's ways of scrolling out of there, that would be awesome because all your apps are there. Boom.
Yeah.
But I did make several videos of this thing. I'm doing one Roku versus the Fire Stick. I'm doing how to clear cache off of this thing. And the way it does it is it clears cache on the entire thing, mm-hmm. not just the specific app. It does it on the whole device. For developer options, to enable developer options, it's something stupid. Ready for this? You get your remote, you hit the home button. I think it's three times, 1, 2, 3. And then you hit the up button twice, 1, 2. And then you go right, left, right, left, right. So it's home, 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 up, up, right, left, right, left, right.
I feel like I'm unlocking a code.
I know. A, B, B, A, B, B, A, A, B, B, A. Select start.
Oh, you can.
Ah, you can. So once you do that, you're going to get a pop-up that says you are now opening up developer options. What's that cheat code again? You got to watch the video. Dude, it's actually Sugar Sharon. Yes! And there's more. There's another one that's home button five times to clear the cache. You go home, 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 up, left, right, left, right, left.
You know what? I think that now that they've revamped the remotes for the Fire devices, I think that they should be, yeah.
This isn't what you think it is.
They should put a little bit more effort to cheat codes like that. Right? I think so, because the Fire Stick remotes, they're very good, but they're a little bit limited. And I think that they could help you navigate the UI a little bit better if they put in some short codes like that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I'm trying to find.
Yeah, I know you did Shrink and Sharon, but I didn't execute anything because I didn't buy a Roku. I'm sorry.
So, okay. So check this out. Once you get into developer options, it tells you, do you want to enable it? And they'll give you a URL for your computer. That we're going old school. It's a URL for your computer that gives you a username. You enable it. You put that into a URL. If you hit enter before you enable it, it's not going to do anything. So you have to enable it, hit accept, and then it's going to start refreshing. Once it starts refreshing, you hit refresh on your computer screen, and then it pops up. And then it says, put in your username. So you put in that dev name in there. And then it says, create a password. So you create your own password. Bam, bam. The Roku restarts all the way brand spanking new. And then you are welcomed with this screen that is super easy. I don't even know how to. We're going back old school, man. Like back in the day before everybody knew how to sideload stuff or put stuff on there, you know, before downloader days, before apps to Fire, before any of that, where a Fire Stick used to cost $300 because people actually had to connect it to a computer and do all kinds of freaking magic. When people had to do it the hard way, way back when, they're doing something very, very similar. They don't make it hard, though. When you go to this website and you're logged in, you know what's the first thing it tells you? There's a little box that says file. Right below that says submit. Do I need to explain any more, or do we get it?
I am sending files to it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you could go to exactly how it was back in the day, APK Pure or whatever it is. I'm over here explaining it like, oh yeah, if you want a cleaner, if you want a speed test, if you are like a VPN, for example, however you want to do it. If you have an APK on your computer, I didn't try it on my phone, but I'm pretty sure you could do this on your phone too. You go to that website, just click on that thing. You'll get a pop-up. You click the APK that you want. It'll show up right there. Submit. Wait for it to download. It's very, very simple. Now, here's the only thing I didn't like. The only thing I don't like about it is, yes, you could do and add all these APKs and stuff, but Roku has the power to delete it. Just like an iPhone, you know how iPhone, when you load an app and iPhone don't like it, they could just disable it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Either on your phone or on your Apple TV. You could put an app, but it breaks. 619 says, I'm just going to send the rest of the information, Rojas. Yeah, we had Shrink and Sharing on. We had a two-parter. And Shrink and Sharing is confirming everything that I'm saying. Yep. So they could now stop something. That's the biggest thing I don't like. And this is exactly what Buzz, you just read my mind. Android is doing that too now. Android is starting to do that also, where they're blocking things, or they're disabling it or uninstalling it. The only way around it, and this is where, oh, I don't know what the word for this is. Back in the day, you had your elite people who knew how to add apps to Fire Sticks, right? Everybody else was like, oh my gosh, this is freaking gold. And then Downloader came around, and then all these websites came around, and then the door blew open. You know what I mean? What's happening now is because Roku can do this, and now Android is doing this, and iPhone has been doing this. Yeah, when one thing leaves, another pops up. That's true. Now, here is the thing. When you are wanting to add an app into these things, where it's going to become the elite again, are those people who know how to create their own apps. If you are smart to know how to create your own app, then Roku would never know, because obviously it's not being shared around, and they're not going to scan one person's device out of millions to find out. So if you do your own stuff, chances are you're going to be good. So yeah, now here's the thing. When it comes to, I saw that comment from who was it? Doug. Doug says, doesn't sound very easy for grandma, as you're referring it to. I'm not telling grandma to download crap. These instructions aren't for grandma. If I'm telling grandma, hit the home button and find your app, guess what? Grandma's going to be like, oh, there it is. If you're the grandson of your grandma, chances are, if you did give her a Roku, you probably set it up for her, and you probably have access on your computer to add those apps, so that way you could help her out. Me being a good grandson, I would. And if grandma said, hey, what's that one app you were talking something, sing some Zion something, or rather, whatever. Oh, yeah, I got you, grandma. Don't worry about it. Boop, boop, boop. Grandma just hit the home button real quick. Found it. Easy and easy. That interface. Here's the thing. If and you can still do this on a Fire Stick. Just people went away from it big time. But you could still do this on a Fire Stick too. If I were to do that on a Fire Stick, Grandma, can you go to the back of TV, unplug the power of your Fire Stick, wait about 5 seconds, like stand there for 5 seconds and then plug it back in. And then hold the home button for 5 seconds or scroll to the left 3 times or scroll to the right 8 times and then click on the one with the 3 box. You know what I'm saying? It's like on a Fire Stick, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on.
Okay.
So you know what I mean?
I want to know about content. Like, tell me more about content.
Just like, based on what's in Roku only?
Roku only, not through the developer mode, through the App Store, what you found, through the Roku channel. Endless. Like, yeah.
It's endless. They have whatever you want, you can find it. They have everything available. If you want to talk about all the first party stuff, Netflix, Hulu, Disney. If like you saw the categories, if you're if you're like, hey, I'm not about TV, I just want to watch movie, TV shows, and sports. That's it. Cool, you're covered. If you're like, you know what, I hate sports, I'm not really much on TV, I don't like freaking X-Men and Marvels and whatever, Avengers, and I'm Batman, I don't want to hear any of that crap. Give me Fixer Upper, give me some home health, give me some the cooking
TV.
HGTV, give me cooking, give me the Oprah Winfrey channel, dude, covered. And if you know what, if you're just like, you know what, I don't watch TV, I just have a Roku stick because I want to listen to music, covered. It's whatever you want within those categories. I don't want to call them genres, because genres, now you start talking about like, oh, what about Westerns? Is it a movie or a TV show? What do you want? So when we're looking at these different types of categories, it's endless. You can get your live TV. They have different options. Dude, they even have, like in my area, I live around where I got Spectrum. If you have Spectrum, log into their app. Done. You don't even need a DVR, because on their stuff, there's all kinds of ways that you can do that. So you don't need to rent the box from Spectrum or Comcast or whatever. This thing has the apps. It has everything. So if you want live TV, covered. If you want news, covered. If you want world news outside of your area, covered. They got cartoons. They got stuff for the kids. You got parental modes. You got a guest mode, so that way they don't accidentally purchase something without you knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all the popular stuff, Netflix, Disney, Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount, Peacock, all of that stuff. Their Roku channel is there, and they have all the content, and they have all the Quibi stuff now called Roku Originals. It's all there. Literally all there. That's best. What's Nicholas? That's best way to use headphones, much better. That made my brain hurt. Don't give up day job, Rojas. what are you talking about, Willis? I need you to explain yourself, Lucy, because no, I don't understand. Here's a good one. Can you map these button combos to one button using an app? I kind of doubt it. I didn't try that, but I did do this. I downloaded, so You can get the Roku app on your phone. Dude, go to the Google Play Store. It's there. And all the movies and TV shows you want, it's there. And all you have to do, if you lose your remote, exactly. Okay, so this is what makes Roku superior to the Fire Stick. When you open up Roku, you get this. You don't get this on the Fire Stick app. The Fire Stick app is just the remote. Mm-hmm. This one, it has a remote option right there. And then the next thing it says, where's your devices? And then it tells you, oh, there's your device. Go ahead and click on it. So then that's it. You click on it. This one says not found on network because I disconnected it. But here is the best part about that. The best part about this. When you are on the app on your phone and you're swiping or you're using the remote on your phone, it has shortcuts down there for apps. You click on the thing. And apps show up and boom, you click on that. Boom, done. Easy. If you're like, hey, I want to watch a Roku original or the Roku channel, go back to the Roku channel, hit play. And it gives you an option. What do you want it? Do you want it on your TV since you're using your TV right now? Or do you just want it on your phone? Pretty like what Roku is doing. I'm actually really surprised that Amazon is not doing.
Right.
I'm very, 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 very surprised. Billy, what's up, Billy? It's Roku Thursday. What happened? Nicholas says, Rojas, about if YouTube do a streaming device with.
They already have one.
Movies, music. What? Do you get the question?
I think he's saying, what do you think if YouTube was to do their own streaming device? But they already have the Chromecast, and there's YouTube TV and YouTube Music, so it's there already.
YouTube already has it. Well, yeah. Google. Remember, Google owns YouTube. They got the Chromecast, the Google Chromecast, the 4K. So that's been out for a long time.
Yeah.
A long, 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 long time. And they already have YouTube Music. They already have movies and TV shows. They have a TV service. YouTube has all of that stuff already, and that's been out for quite a while too.
Yeah.
So 619 says, I have a third party Roku remote where you can map two buttons. Are you asking me or are you saying you can't? Yeah. So apples or oranges. Yeah, the thing about this Roku device, it is really smooth how it works. The reason why I'm sending it back is because Roku is very, very, very strict with certain things, and they will just wipe your stuff out. So I have other options, and honestly, like, and you know what? I'll open up my Fire Stick one more time. I think everybody can see it right here. This is what they need to do. If I hit my home button or if I open up my Fire Stick, this is what needs to happen. They need to have all the apps right here. Give me all the apps right there where I could just click it and go. I don't need this. I like this. Look at this. Look at this crap. I don't need that crap. I don't need none of that crap.
Now, I think AFTV has created shortcuts, and you could put it on your top row where it would be apps, and you can just click on it and it would pull up all your applications. But then that's kind of being redundant a little bit.
Yeah, it is. And then here's the other thing. Is it Renny or Renee? Can we get this answered, please? That's why I use the Wolf Launcher. But that's the thing. You're needing to mod it. And we're saying, why isn't Amazon making this Rainy? Is it Rainy? Reedy? Am I saying it right? Rainy? Rainy. Rainy. My bad. Rainy. When I say it in Spanish, it's Rene, right? Were you saying rainy? Yeah, like Wolf Launcher's cool, but again, it's kind of like, why? Okay, see, muchas gracias, señor. Why isn't Amazon not giving me a better home screen? Like the home screen that they had before was okay. And then they gave me another home screen that was like, cool, I could add some shortcuts like right there, but they just made it more complicated. They just added more throw up all over the place. And it's just, and it's just like, dude, it's like, cool, I'm excited that you guys are changing it up now, but I really wish, you know, what's actually really, really nice that I don't, okay. Who has an NVIDIA Shield Press 1? Chicken Sharon is asking, have you tried the unsupported Roku app store? I haven't. The reason why I haven't is because obviously, you know, YouTube can't do it too much. Okay. Several people got a Roku or a Shield. This is my question for every single person that has a Shield. I have a Shield too. I have it. It's my main workhorse. It's my baby. That's my machine that I use. When you open up your Shield and you have your home screen, right? You got your home. The very next tab says your apps. Is there any way to flip that where your apps is now where your home screen should be? I don't think there is. Because that tab is not bad. You get all your apps and it's there and you're done. Now, if I could just reorder them however I want, cool. And I know when you go to the homepage, you have that first line that you could add apps. But the thing is that once you add like 7 apps, you could only see like the first 5 apps. After that, you have to scroll a little bit. And then after that, you forget what's there at the end. Then it's just like, oh, shoot. Like, what the hell is that? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Have you checked on... Okay, so watch your video. Okay, so Tom is saying, what's he missing? Watch your video on the Roku last week. Doesn't look like a lot of free movies. I mostly need to buy or rent stuff for big money. You could turn off that feature. Blue waffle. I'm not even going to touch that one.
I wasn't going to say it, but you had to go and say it.
Sorry. For anybody listening out there, he's got a picture of a waffle and the color is blue. And not what you guys are thinking of, but yeah, I'll let you think about it. Yeah, they have Crackle is free. I think Fubo is free. They have, if you go to movies and TV shows, they have a category that's called free. Just go there and they have tons of stuff. Tons of stuff there on the free section. If you go to Peacock and you create an account, all their stuff is free. The Roku channel, free. Roku Originals, free. Tubi, free. There you go. There's a lot. Roku has a lot of stuff that you can get for free. A lot of stuff.
But here's the kicker, though. A lot of the stuff that you're mentioning is also available on the Fire Stick. Roku Channel, Tubi, Crackle, Peacock. There was a battle.
Yeah. They added Peacock recently.
It took them a little while, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't get free TV on the Shield. Or on the Fire Stick.
Well, technically, there are some things that'll give you free TV.
Some stuff.
Plex has some free channels, about 80 or so.
Okay. If you were to name all those apps that you just mentioned on a Fire Stick, if you're going to tell grandma how to get to something that's not on her favorites, that's it. It's a freaking mess. Okay, grandma, I need you to hold the home button for 5 seconds. Wait, no, hold on. Okay, that didn't work. Okay. Your finger's too sore. Why are you, grandma? Okay, look. Click to the left 3 times.
Cha-cha real smooth.
Click to the right 8 times.
Cha-cha real smooth.
Now turn around. Now shake it around. You know what I'm saying? Then you have to go free if you love ads. See, I actually don't mind ads because that reminds me what's coming up or what's available. I don't mind the ads. Like, remember, back in the day, you used to watch anywhere from 2 minutes to 5 minute commercials. And they were
weren't commercials, they were snack breaks.
Whatever.
You refill your dip.
Ghost ride the dip. But you know what I'm saying though? It's like when I'm watching live TV and I click on something and there's a commercial, I'll leave it. And I actually watch the commercial. I'm like, man, I'm like, dude, that show's coming back. Hell yeah. There's some times that I'm just I won't watch TV for a while and I'm just watching my stuff. And then I'm like, dude, Next Level's done this to me before. He's just like, oh yeah, there's this TV show that's already on. I'm just like, oh yeah, watch it. He's like, oh yeah, I already started. I'm like, when did this happen?
Oh shit. Yo, when Let There Be Carnage is coming out, what, tomorrow?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh, really?
Early access.
Is that a theater only, or?
I think it's theater, and I don't know if it's HBO Max or not.
Okay.
But I like to watch the commercials. So when there's ads, I'll watch it. The only time I hate, you can't really use the word hate, but what I really don't like is when you're on Hulu and they throw some ads and they throw the same ad over and over and over. And you're just like, dude, I already watched this. Why are you trying to annoy me now?
Is this new? When they come in and they kick in an 8K with like 50 times the volume boost, and you're like, there you go.
You know, that's when I watch it. Cable is full ads. What's the problem? Exactly. The thing is that some people have gotten so used to like commercials. How dare you? Oh, excuse me, princess. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, do you remember where we came from? It's like YouTube does that. Oh my gosh, YouTube every freaking like 2 to 5 minutes ad. It's like, what? Ad. It's like, what the freak? Me, I try to control it where I'm just like, place it in the beginning before the video comes on. And if they stay to the end, when the video's over, after that,
peace out.
Yeah, but YouTube is now doing whatever the hell they want. No bueno. Pluto TV is good. Sounds like you have fun. You have a grandma problem, not a device problem.
Wow, somebody threw grandma off a train.
Jeez. Yeah, no, if you're going to give it to somebody that is, and again, not a not tech savvy, where they're like, hey, I'm using my remote. I turn on my TV and I can't get to YouTube or I can't get to whatever. How are you explaining this on a phone call? Especially if you don't have the same device. I'll tell you this. When my mom had her... So my mom bought a Roku TV. I'm just like, mom, why would you do that? You crazy? I'm like, for one, it's Roku. And for two, don't buy anything that's like pre-built like that. Like you're not... If, I know what you're going to want to do and you're not going to be able to do it. So her TV lasted 2 years. And then she's at the store. And this is her third TV now. And I was telling her, the first time she went to go buy a TV, get a Samsung, and then we'll put a Fire Stick, we'll put a Roku, we'll put whatever you want on it. Just don't get one that's built in so that way we have options to do stuff. So she got a Fire TV. It lasted about 2 years, and then it went dead.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't had any issues with my Fire TVs.
Then she bought a Roku TV. It went dead. Actually, no, I take that back. She bought some off-brand TV, and it went dead. 2 years. Then she bought a freaking Roku TV and went dead. And I every single time I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to hear about your TV problems. I told you the first time to go buy a Samsung. You don't want to listen. The second time I told you, you don't want to listen. So you know what? I don't want to hear it. So my mom ended up getting knee surgery just recently. She was off of work for about 3 months, dude. Like she's a nurse. And dude, imagine you're home. You have a broken leg. You can't go nowhere. And your TV craps out. Well, let's just say for your case, your Wi-Fi craps out.
Why my case?
Because I know you'll flip out if your Wi-Fi craps out.
Oh, I got mine on a UPS backup system now. It ain't going down ever.
Oh, yeah. See? But what if it did?
Better not.
You're like, it better not. So what she did, of course, she was asking me, like, hey, what do you... I'm like, Mom, I already told you what to get. So she went and she got a... Well, she didn't go get it. My mom's husband, my stepdad, got it. Got her a Samsung. And I'm like, thank you. And what I did was... I think it was last Christmas. I gave her a Fire Cube. And I'm like, Mom.
See, that's love.
Just plug it in. And she's just like, wait, is it that easy? I'm like, Mom, turn on your TV, plug that bad boy in. I'm like, you still have your Fire Cube there, right? She's like, yeah, it's still sitting there where the TV was. It's just the cable right now. I'm like, cool, just plug it in. She plugs it in. She's just like, it's like nothing changed, but the quality is so much better. I'm like, You're welcome. Peace. Okay. What other questions did you have for me?
All right. So it sounds like it's my understanding that there's lots of content. If you go searching for it and you get the right channels that you add, you can find content. Obviously, a lot of things are ad supported these days. So as long as you're okay with a couple of advertisements, then you're good with that device. It also sounds like it has... my assumption, at least, very basic live channels. Now, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be like, can I add my own live channels to it? And I don't know. It's kind of hit and miss. Some people say they can. Some people say they can't. At the end of the day, again, this is my understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you're looking to do stuff like that, it is a lot easier, better interface with other devices, period. Okay. If you're going to be going with a Roku, there's pros and cons for every device. You have to know what to do with what. But if live TV is not your thing, then you can still get lots of content from Roku.
For anybody out there listening, I'm shaking my head. Yes.
Okay.
To everything.
Again, these are just my assumptions because I've never played with a Roku.
There's a hell of a lot that you can do with this Roku. And I'm telling you, that home screen that they have is so nice, so simple. You know what? I'm going to pull it up one more time.
The other thing that I've noticed as well, because I've tried to like troubleshoot people with Rokus, I've noticed that the App Store is different depending on what country you're in. So things that I'll find that should be in the Roku's channel listing or whatever is not available here in Canada, some of the stuff. So unfortunately, there's that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be different. Obviously, whatever country you're in. But, oh, and then when you scroll down, it's a continuously scrolling. It doesn't shoot back up. It just goes and goes and goes and goes. So I don't know if you saw that in the beginning. I went down to Netflix and let me see if it does that again. See, I come down Netflix. You see where it says the shortcut down here? It says power and all that. As soon as I go down there at the bottom, it says, see, look, it's right there again. It just continuously scrolls down. It doesn't jump back up.
Right.
Which is nice because, you know, on the Fire Stick, as soon as you go all the way down to the bottom, you have to come all the way back up to the top. And they add a lot of crap on there. a lot of things available in the US is not available in the UK. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, so here's a Roku channel. And it tells you what's featured, the guide, it's the Roku's originals. It tells you everything that's there. And if it's free or not, it tells you. Most of the stuff in Roku is free. Actually, everything I think in Roku is free. On the Roku channel. Everything in the Roku channel is free.
But it's ad supported?
Yes.
Yes, that's true, Shrinking Sharon. Yep, you can add MB to a Roku. And if you know what you're doing, you can get it through there as well.
See, this one says, see right here, last chance to watch free. And it gives you a list of stuff here before they take it down. Here's premium subscription offers. If you're using the Roku channel, they say, hey, you can get Showtime and BET Plus. Instead of paying $21, you pay $15. Or if you want Showtime plus Epic, Showtime plus Stars, Stars and Epics, like they have like this a la carte thing that you can do. That's not bad. So they, and then this is their ad right here on the side. This is it. This ad just tells you like, hey, you want to watch the news? That's where you go. But see how simple that is? It's like, and they're like, oh, look, 10 bucks for your first month. If you want to watch sports, Sling. So it gives you stuff that is like, hey, if there's deals or if there's anything that they're doing, they'll put it on the side. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's. See, look at this. Featured free. This is your featured free. Tons of stuff there. There's your movie store. Here's your streaming channels. Here's your featured. See, and it gives you tons of stuff here. You want free stuff? There's Tubi.
Somebody wants to know if you can install a VPN on a Roku. I don't really see a reason why to, but...
Well, look, featured, new and updated, recommended, top free movies and TV. See, it lists it here for you guys. You could search for stuff. And then it goes to the categories down here at the bottom. Whoops. It gives you, like I'm telling you, it gives you so much stuff. Look at this. There's so much stuff here within the device. So the thing about, like, you can use a VPN, and you know what? I've actually ran into people that have never had issues, and all of a sudden they're unable to download stuff. Actually, I was just dealing with a buddy of mine saying, like, dude, I'm over here, I'm on downloader, I'm trying to get this. I can't download it. I'm like, really? And I'm just like, try this. They try the VPN and they're able to download it. I'm like, hey, turn off the VPN and open up the app. They go in there, they're logging in, and they're just like, dude, I'm not able. It says check your URL. I was like, don't change anything. Hit the home button, open your VPN, turn that on, go back to that app, and then hit save. Don't change anything though. He does that and it went through with no problems, nothing. And I'm just like, your ISP added some kind of firewall. They added something to block something, and you need a VPN, dude. And he's just like, crap, man, this sucks. So things are going to start getting tighter and tighter. You just got to be careful. That is all.
Do you think, man, you can go a whole month with that being your only device?
Yeah, easy. Easy. You can preview apps as well. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely can. The only reason I'm returning this sucker is I need more space. I need more space. The Fire Sticks that I have for this TV, the VidStick down there has plenty of memory. The other Fire Stick, the 4K in the garage is all set with everything that I need. And I'm actually going to be using the Fire Stick Max in my truck because of the hotspot stuff, and I want that extra power so it can pull that extra power. Because that's my mobile car. I'm going to be hotspotting it for my phone. Every time I'm out, that Fire Stick Max is going to be on a hotspot. I don't have room for this Roku, and I honestly need more room. And you know what? I'm already thinking. There is a rumor going around of another device that's going to be using Android TV pretty soon. And if this is true, and if they have the specs that they've come up with in the past with other devices, the more recent devices, my Nvidia Shield might be moving over to my secondary room. And this new device might take over my big TV. It might. And the biggest thing is it going to be able to game or not? Because I am going to get this Luna thing, and I'm actually curious if it's going to be Luna or Stadia or whatever compatible. So we'll see. I'm keeping my eyes and ears open. And if it does drop, you know, I'm going to be wanting to talk about it.
Yeah.
Insert ad for IP Vanish and NordVPN. Hit that referral code. You know what? We're actually working with a new VPN. I'll throw this out there. Is that cool? Next?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Starting next week, we're actually working with a new Beyond the Streams is working with a new VPN provider. It's a lot of good stuff that's coming with this one. And it reminds me of people that we've worked in the past that have an open ear and they like to listen to the customers. So Next and I are pretty big on that. That's why we were harping on Buzz TV. They're just like, dude, their customer support, you know, they came on our shows. They took some our feedback, our advice, and you know, that's why we're big supporters of Buzz TV. This VPN works very similar to that. So it's going to be coming pretty soon. I'm trying to work on something to kickstart this relationship. Hopefully we'll have something going as soon as we announce it. And it's probably going to go fast on whatever deal we do get, if we can get it. So, but yeah, best way to support it is always click on the links. That way it helps us out, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, what are the questions you got? Are we good on the Roku?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So the best streaming device for 2021. I know that's a question that everybody gets, and it's going to happen for 2022. Everybody that's out there listening, or if you're here live on our chat, put down what is the best device that you like so far. And you know what? Maybe the device didn't come out in 2021. Maybe it came out in 2015. Hint. But what has been your favorite device? What has been your favorite device? Mark them down. For me, because I want Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, because I want all of that stuff in 4K, I gotta say the best device is the 2015 Shield. It's not the most powerful device, but it's a pretty good one. It's also really good for gaming because it's got so much memory in there. Now, when it comes to streaming live TV, the best device, hands down, is the Buzz TV 4900. That thing, what was it? 128 gigs of internal storage, and then you could add an external, like a 2 terabyte. Dude, I've been able to play with this thing and set up recording stuff on it, and I'm just like, holy crap, dude. I try to do the recording thing on the Shield, and the Shield just fills up so fast. and it's getting so slow on the Shield because it is a 2015. I can't record on the Shield anymore because it's too old. But that Buzz TV for live is badass. Now, the best device for travel, it's a toss up. It's a toss up. I love that VidStick Max because I could put whatever movies I want, so that way I could just plug it in and not have to worry about streaming. If I have to worry about streaming, the 4K Fire Stick has been great. The best UI for me has been that Roku. Next level, what you got? I'm giving you options to choose why which one's better. So you could do, you could go
okay, free, fine. So,
free ball it, dude.
So if I'm going with a device that I want to use that has the licenses for Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, all that crap, then my favorite one is the Cube, right? If, and a lot of you guys know, I don't really give a shit about that crap. I don't. So the Buzz TV 4900, I did a video on that. I really like it. I did a video putting a 8 terabyte hard drive in it. I know that's a little bit of an overkill, but I really just did that video to show you what you can do with the device with an unlimited money glitch, because that is not cheap. That was a hard drive that I actually ordered to put into this computer. And I was like, let me throw this into a Buzz TV and see if you can do it. Because originally when we were talking to Buzz TV, they were like, oh, you could probably put a 4, maybe a 5. And I was like, let's go next level.
Hold on. Hold on. I got to do this for you.
The next level.
Oh, am I too loud? Am I loud?
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
Mm-mm. No, keep going. So keep going. Now when you say travel, to me it's a toss up between like how big is your wallet, right? So if you're traveling on a budget, then the Fire Sticks are great for traveling on a budget. They're cheap, especially if you don't care about 4K. Like, let's say you're going to a hotel and they only have 1080p TVs. You can get a freaking Fire Stick for like 20, 30 bucks. Done, right? Now, if you got a little bit more of a budget, then obviously the 4K sticks. It depends on what kind of content you want. Again, if you want your Hulu, your Disney Plus, all that kind of crap, then stick with, you know, stuff like your Fire Sticks because they're convenient. You could literally put it in a Ziploc bag, throw it in your purse if you have one, or your Merce, and then you're off and you're good to go, right? Now, if you want to have some of your content offline, then I would be looking at something like the VidStick, because you do have the expandable storage. You do also have the more memory on the actual device. But me personally, I would probably throw a bunch of content on that 8 terabyte hard drive and take that 4900 with me. Because there's no way that I'm watching 8 terabyte of content in a week. So it all depends on your wallet and what you want to do.
Yeah. Okay. So we got people here saying, I'm going to scroll up a little bit. Meet Cool, hands down. Meet Cool is a good one. Meet Cool is a really good one. Best advice, the Shield. Trevor Shield, Billy, the Fire Cube. Cube, Shield, Fire Sticks. 619 says Fire Stick modded with Wolf. What's up, Ultimate Streams TV? Good to see you, man. Shrigan Sarah says to both of us, I think that you both should get a station head. You can talk to us about things. Can't you? You can play and they pay monthly. A lot of content creators are doing it. Station head? What is that? Shoot us a message on Telegram. That way we could look into it.
Sounds Shield. Like a Patreon kind of thing.
Patreon? Yeah, shoot us that message and we'll see. Or I'm sure the next level will look it up right now. Shield, Apple TV, Buzz 4500. Great devices right there. Chromecast, another good one. 619 says, my freaking ears. You dropped the S-bomb. You dropped the S-bomb. Did you say shit? Or you say sorry?
Well, shit. Buzz TV, shit.
if BuzzTV can get it to where you can integrate two separate services like TV Mate, it would be the best thing ever. You know what? We'll pass the word along and see what they do.
You know, we did talk to them about that before, but I can't remember what happened, so we'll have to follow up.
Yeah. I haven't played with the on, so I don't really know. Z10, haven't played with the Z10 yet. Oh, flash drive. You know what? That's funny. I got mine right here. And when I was, there we go. There you go, next level. If you want to check it out, Station Head.
Oh, I'm on the website.
Oh, you're like, I'm already there. So with this stuff, when I went camping, I loaded, I think, two movies. I downloaded two movies or three movies. I actually have that. Remember that external drive, the terabyte, the 2 terabyte thing, the really slim one? I used that and I put some movies in there, and then I put it on this thing just in case that one didn't work. I don't know why. I was just like, you know what? I loaded like, again, like let's just say 3 movies on this thing, right? And this is 8 gigabytes. So each movie was about 2 gigs. I didn't want to go past 6. I didn't want to get close to 7 gigs just because, you know, to have free space, you know? I got that other one that was several, I think it was 2 terabytes for whatever reason. I think it's 2 terabytes, but I downloaded like 10 movies or 15 movies on that sucker. Dude, I plug it into the projector. It doesn't work. Did not want to work. And I plugged this. When I got back home, I plugged it to the computer. It worked just fine. And then I put the projector right here. I'm just like, let me test this thing out. It did not want to work. The projector did not want to read that jump drive. I'm like, I am so glad I brought this with me, this little guy. I have no idea why it didn't want to work, but I don't know if this is 3.0 or 2.0 and the projectors, I don't know. But I'm like, I'm really glad I brought this little guy with me. You know, we were hiking and doing a lot of stuff at nighttime, had a fireplace, roasting s'mores and just chilling. But you know, you know, you're out there camping and you're just like, ah, let me just throw this TV. Everybody was walking by like, dude, you got TV here? I'm like, no, just some movies that I already had and just watching them, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys want to pay? Pay to watch. But yeah, some really good options for sure. What's up, Uno Nice?
Uno Nice.
You can use App Music and Spotify. It is free. Yep. Yeah. Pandora's free too. iHeartRadio's free too.
Tune in radio.
Tune in. Oh, I just bit my tongue.
Don't do that.
Cool. We've been on this show for about an hour 23. Jeez, dude.
Jeez, Louise.
Cheez-Its. All right, we're going to give you guys...
Last call for alcohol.
Last call. Anybody out there want to tell us what is your best advice? Why is it your best advice? Actually, you know what? We said what is your best advice, and you guys chose like shields and stuff like that. What is your best advice for travel? Best advice for travel. If I'm streaming the Fire Stick, if I'm not streaming, that VidStick, man, is a freaking beast. VidStick Max. Beast mode. I have tried a Chromecast and it's pretty good too. Yeah, Chromecasts are not bad.
Yeah, they're good devices for sure.
Chromecasts are not bad. Now, Next Level did mention about taking 8 terabytes and putting it onto the freaking BuzzTV's 4900, which is insane. If you are recording stuff, if you're playing, like if you're doing like retro gaming on that thing, dude, that's a beast mode, man. Like, if you're doing emulators, that's like your ultimate device right there. BuzzTV's 4900, that is your ultimate device. If you want to do it all, again, if you're not worried about Netflix, that device does it all, man. So, what's up, Semi? What's up, Semi? Like Semi, based device. Best device for travel is my Amazon Fire HD or your tablet. And tablet's okay. Tablet's not bad. I do have a 10-inch screen on my truck, and I have a Fire Stick plugged into it. Oh yeah. Here's a true story. And Next Level knows about this because every time my puppy gets sick, I freak out. You know, she's my child. But I had to take her to the hospital, to the emergency, a couple times. And when they took her to the back, they said, okay, we're going to take her to the back, run some tests, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead and wait in your car. So I go to my truck. You know what I turned on?
The Fire Stick?
Yes. You know what app I used?
Roku channel?
No. Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I can't remember the cartoon that I watched, though.
On Disney Plus, you watched a cartoon?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like you. Oh, wait. Nope, got nothing.
It's a Fox cartoon. I forget what it's called, though. Oh, now I'm going to be going nuts. The only thing I can think of is Shrek, but that's because the last time I went, I turned on Hulu and I put Shrek on. But the time before that, it was something on Disney Plus that Fox owns. What is that? The Little Mermaid as a ringtone? Yeah.
That's right.
I'm hoping for a new Fire Cube. Me too. Fire Cube Max.
My money's more so on next year, but I mean, I'd like to see one. If we don't see it by November, we're not getting it. But I'm kind of like 10% this year, 90% next year.
Yeah, I agree. I have a feeling we're going to see it this October. If they do wait till November, I'll be like, geez, you guys are really waiting to the last end, to the end of, you know, the year. But I agree. If we don't see it by November, for sure next year. No, it wasn't the Fox and the Hound. No, it's a Fox cartoon. Oh, Ice Age.
That's Fox?
I think so. I think I saw that on Disney Plus. I don't think I saw it on Hulu. I think I saw it on Disney Plus.
I don't know.
Now I'm thinking, no, it was. I'm pretty sure it was Ice Age that I was watching. Rojas Uno Nice says, travel device. Well, now that AT&T has shut down my hotspot, it's my phone, then Fire Stick and product. Really? They shut down your hotspot? That sucks. Get it back. Wow. Get somebody else. Why did they shut you down? Mid-October for new Cube. That's kind of what I'm thinking of. In like a couple of weeks, like 2 to 3 weeks from now, we'll probably hear about it. If we don't, are you going to get the new Echo Show? I might. You know what? I got an invitation for that stupid Amazon freaking Wally robot. Have you seen that?
No.
Dude, I got an invitation for this crap. Well, I don't know if I want to call it crap, but it looks interesting. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it now. Amazon. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Check this out, dude. This is. I got an invite for this.
Like they want to send you one?
Yeah.
What is that? It looks like a vacuum.
Introducing Amazon Household Robot for Home. 6 month free trial of Ring Protect. It's supposed to be like a little, like you this thing roams around. You can watch your pets. Like, this is kind of funny. It's a security camera on with wheels. Look,
it's the evolution of that stupid drone that they wanted to fly around your house.
Yeah, which that's still on sale too. Look at this. There you go. If I want to send you some chicken wings, I'll tell it to, hey, Astro.
Hold on a second. They're trying to make it look like the maid from Jetsons.
I call it Wally. It looks like Wally. I'm going to put little arms on it. So it's like,
wow.
It looks creepy.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
I got an invite on this thing. The only thing is, for one, my cat loves to jump on the robot vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
He'll jump on it and whatever. Takes him for a ride. I have a video that I want to post up. They see me rolling. They hating. It's funny, dude. And he's chilling like this, all like, what up, eh?
What up, I say?
But my dog, I think she'll destroy it. And that thing is $1,000, dude.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, thank you. So Uno Nice says, I'll find another hotspot eventually, but I'm good for now. Z Fold 2 is large enough for me and friendly lady to watch during. There you go.
Z Fold is good.
You know what? I'm waiting for the new folding Samsung phone that's coming out, supposedly. It's a threefold.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be coming out before the year's over. But I haven't heard anything yet.
Right.
But that's the one I'm going to get. So, all right. Anything you got to say before we get the hells out of here then?
You know what I usually say, man? Thank you guys for all your support, for coming out to all of our shows, to checking us out on all the different platforms. If you are on the audio side, make sure that you're leaving all those reviews so other people like yourself are finding the content that you enjoy as well. Those reviews help other people find the content and get, I guess, our podcasts shared and recommended as well. So if you are looking to be a part of the conversation, make sure that you join both the Telegram groups as well as the live streams every Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can be a part of the conversation that way through the live streams. Thank you for your support. Make sure you check Beyond the Streams on YouTube, as well as your favorite audio podcasting platform, whatever it may be.
Absolutely. And stay tuned to the next one, because you never know what the hell is going to happen around here. What kind
of BS is that?
It's going to, yeah. And then apologies. We've been both pretty busy and broken. not drop an audio this weekend.
We might skip this weekend.
We might skip this weekend just because it's chaotic trying to come up with something. But if not, we should be back on track next week. Anyway, it's going to be the first week of the month. This audio will be on Monday, though. So anybody watching this live, it'll be on Monday the 4th on all audio platforms, October the 4th, Monday. And then next week on Tuesday, video drops. What the hell happened? And there's a lot of what the hell happened this last month. So should be some good stuff. Some really, really, really good stuff that's coming out. And then stay tuned, guys. There's just so much information, so much stuff that you got. When this show's over, refresh it. Come back to the show. Post us a comment. What is it that you guys want us to talk about? Or if you've seen a what the hell moment that you guys want us to react on, post it also. That way we can check it out. Make sure you guys join our Telegram groups. We're always there chatting it up. And yeah, with all that being said, wash that ass. All right, guys. See ya.
Peace.
Peace.